Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Ricky, Ricky, how you doing this evening, sir?
I'm wonderful. Nick, how are you?
I'm all right as well.
All right, well, I'd like to say thank you to everybody for joining in today for today's episode of Race Talk Radio with Tricky Ricky. And we're going to get to some things with today's topic. Today's show is going to pretty much revolve around the big race Saturday at the Maryland International Raceway, the Larry T. Outstock race, and see what the big buzz is, who's doing what, that's about it. How was your weekend, Mitch?
Oh, it was pretty good. You know, I enjoyed watching that boys from the south kick the guys from up north ass.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got to wait so late to talk about what went on over the weekend. But, yeah, they did it real big up in the, we're going to say Midwest, because I don't technically consider that the north. That's the Midwest. So the south beat the Midwest ass. What was it, 4-1, 5-1 on race?
4-1.
4-1. Pretty much all the races were done by 7-up, or won by 7-up.
That's correct. Nobody else would get any action.
Wow. Okay. For those who don't know, 7-Up is a that's a stock suspension Mustang, correct?
Correct.
Stock suspension Mustang, small tires, with as Tony Barnes called it, four lug wheels.
Yeah, it is. He's a small block Micros car.
Beat up pretty much everybody in the Midwest. Even had one gentleman that I read on Grudge Racing, which was posted on Yellow Bullet, that somebody sabotaged his car with some kind of clear petroleum jelly under the undercarriage of his entire car, or at least on the engine anyway.
Yeah.
Which guy named was Tate, Unfriendly Ghost, has a nice looking white Regal stock suspension big block car. He put it in the wall right past the 60-foot. And said, after looking over his car, he had this clear petroleum jelly stuff on his motor, all over his motor. So he believes that the that jelly melted and caused him to get some kind of liquid under his tires, which sent him in the wall. I hope that not to be true, but anything's possible nowadays.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Jay Barnes available today, you know, Vic?
I'm not for sure.
We'll try him at the 9:15. No, we'll try him at the 9:15. I know he got Bible study on Thursday. But
okay.
Small race recap from the weekend, Saturday at 75 and 80. We had Outlaw Drag Radio 580 Index 10-0. And some other small classes along with Chester Toon, but they ended up getting rained out Saturday at Capitol Raceway. We had Outlaw Pro Street event, which had Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing belt on the line, and I came ever so goddamn close to taking this belt this weekend. Man, I was so upset about it. You get there, the track has some issues with the scoreboard and the timing system, where it wasn't reading the times correctly. We had to run over, you know, run the first qualifying run over, then we had to run again, and then they had an issue with the bulbs and the pre-stage bulbs in the tree. So we had to wait for that to get fixed.
Yeah, those same issues in Macon.
Yeah, man, then the damn rain came, which we had a rain cloud hovering over the track for a good little while Saturday. And it finally let go, but it was really no more than just a light drizzle. But we had to wait for that to pass. And by the time all that got said and done, we got to the nitty-gritty, got to fighting on the track, and I made it to the final to get caught by curfew with 15 minutes before curfew. So the track personnel told us that it was no way possible, because we had just come back from making the run, that it would be no way possible for us to get the final win within 15 minutes. So we could either come back Sunday to run the final, or we be forced to split. And on the split, of course, nobody wins the belt. And, you know, I had a little advantage on the field. I'm not going to say I had the field beat, but I had a little advantage on the field because I had the track figured out a little more than the other races. So I was a little disappointed that I couldn't take the belt. But with that being said, if I had taken the belt, I would have had to forfeit the belt because I won't be able to make the next race, which is this Saturday at Mason-Dixon, because I'm going to Maryland International Raceway to run J.C. Richardson. So it would have been bittersweet for the belt, but I would like to have gotten it in my hands, but I get it. I'll get it. All right, then Sunday, for those who don't know, this past weekend we had Billy Glidden was at Capital Raceway testing his car. He even got in the Pro Mod event Saturday and ran some pretty good numbers. Billy was running like 4.0 once he you know felt comfortable on the track, because he was only making like some 3.30 passes Friday night and most of Saturday. And once he got comfortable with the track, he was going some 4.0s. And then after the rain and it cooled down, he went a 4.0 flat. And he was there for a match race with Chuck Oates from Mobley Motorsports. And he went 3-0 against the blown Camaro of Chuck Oates, the Extreme 10.5 Camaro they have. But they were going 4.0s. Billy beat Chuck on a 4.02. The Chuck's 4.01. I think another pass was like 4.09 or 4.07 or something like that. It was some real close racing, but some people say because Billy got a stick that the blower car just can't run with the stick through the 60-foot, even though they were running close ETs. Which he, on video, it do look like he was killing them. I didn't make it to the race Sunday, but on video, it did look like Billy was killing them through the 60-foot. But it made for some exciting racing. The Pro Mod cars was really running. Billy even said that the best he's been with that motor in his Extreme 10.5 car was like a 3.96, I think it was. So for him to run 4.0 flat and 4.0s at Capital Raceway said a lot about Capital, which, shit, Billy was faster than the Pro Mod cars that was there. You had Larry Plummer and Jeff Rogers in the final of that, and I believe Jeff Rogers won the Pro Mod event. So it made for an interesting weekend. This week, Wednesday night at Maryland International Raceway, they had the War on Wheels, and the what they're now doing there is a last man standing 28-inch tire race. You have 28-inch tires or 275. Any chassis, that's the only rule, any chassis in 28-inch slicks or 275 drag radials. But I have yet to see any information on the outcome of that race. So from what I'm told, the event was kind of dead. It wasn't too much going on, but I haven't seen any information about it on Yellow Bullet. But this coming Saturday, like I said, we got Larry T's After Dark Grubs event going on in Maryland International Raceway. We're going to have Monster come on in a little while and redirect everybody as to what to do, where to be, what not to do, so everything runs smoothly. I do see a hint of rain in the forecast for Saturday, so hopefully that won't hurt the race. But I'm going to have two different topics today, and the first topic is going to be concerning engines and cylinder heads. This has been a conversation that's been going back and forth on Facebook between some people about convincing heads versus big chiefs and what's better and da-da-da-da-da, all that. So the conversation today for the first half of the show is going to be about convincing heads or big chiefs, which are better and why. Also to add, hopefully we're going to have the presence of Dog, which he's normally at the racetrack on Thursdays, but he said he's going to try to get on. I know him and Big George got a nice little thing going on. He's bringing his car, Smokey, the Camaro, up here to Maryland. I think he said he got a small block on nitrous with 28-inch tires on his Camaro. Dobbs supposed to be bringing his Vet and the 69 Camaro. I think it's called the Boss. Another guy, Black Nasty, he's coming. Pro Stock Joe is going to get on the show. He'll be there in the Cutter B in the house Saturday. So it's going to shape up to be pretty good. So with that being said, Nick, if we got anybody on the phone, I'd like to go ahead and start taking some callers.
All right. 305-1676, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes.
I want to make a shout-out to Big George and Charlie Brown.
Big George and Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm George Jordan.
Oh, you George Jordan, okay. How are you? I said, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I said, how are you doing?
Fine.
Okay. Is Big George anywhere around?
Yeah, he on the line now. I'm just shouting out for his fast race car.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling and sending a shout-out to your dad, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Big George, your fan club growing, son. All right, that's all right. That's cool right there. I don't get too many people, kids calling on shows and giving them a shout out. So that mean a whole lot right there.
All right. 202-0077. Your mic is open. 202-0077. Your mic is open.
Man, I remember this number from last week. I forgot who it was.
It's me, Rick. How you doing?
Good. Okay,
it's Monster.
Good.
How you doing?
All right. I was about to say, I remember this damn number. I can't think of who it was. I ain't want to close the line.
That's Alzheimer's kicking in on you.
I know, man. Hey, look, man, my son going to the 12th grade. I already feel like I'm already old, man. So don't
first
say
cutting the salt,
man.
Boy. You first cutting the salt. I understand.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I just was sitting here listening to your topics today, and I appreciate you supporting the Custom Tees After Dark After Hours, man. We really appreciate your support.
Y'all supporting us more than anything, so, one hand got to wash the other. Well, as I told y'all before and anybody else, I have no problem doing whatever I can to push anybody event or help out as much as I can. I would like to know. I would like to speak to Larry. I'm gonna have to call Larry. I'd like to know what's going on with my T-shirts, though.
He working on it.
So I'm gonna have to call him.
Yeah, ain't no problem.
I do want you to stay on. I don't want you to address it right at this moment, but I do want you to go over again what's going to go on at the track for Saturday, so everybody has a clear understanding of how things are going to operate, where they're supposed to be, how they are supposed to do whatever they need to do if they got a grudge race or want to set up a grudge race with somebody, so there's no confusion and you know, the show can be run smoothly.
No problem, sir. No problem.
But with that being said, I want to get some of these callers' comments on this deal about the conventional head versus a Big Chief head. And the reason why I'm getting into this, guy on Facebook has a Big Chief motor. Another guy has a conventional head motor. They're both in chassis cars, but somebody wants the Big Chief motor to let the conventional head motor spray because they got Big Chief heads. So the guy with the conventional head say, let's run head up. And, nah, we can't do that. So...
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're going to air this laundry today and see what's what. My take on it is, if you dealing with a good enough engine builder and you're getting the right stuff, you can get a conventional headed motor to run just as good as a Big Chief headed motor. And I'm going to keep this to a specific range, 632. If you got the right stuff with a conventional head, 632, that motor will run just as fast as a Big Chief headed 632. There are people out here doing it, so it can be done. So with that being said, if you can, Monster, just hold fast with us. We're going to take some more callers because I like to hear what they're going to say if they're going to chime in on it. Next caller, Mick.
All right, 301-0231. Your mic is open.
Hello, caller.
301. Oh.
We we talking about that conventional head stuff. I don't know what that off the wall stuff is John White talking, but like you said, you can. Nowadays, the boys have been working conventional heads a little better than what they have been. And they do make just as much as power as a Big Chief, you know, equal, you know. But all depending on what you got on it and what your cubic inches is. And you know, a lot of these guys, you know yourself. Ain't too many people that's around this area going to take a 632 or 706 or 738 like John White.
And put some fucking conventional heads on it.
It's conventional heads on the motor. They just not going to do that. We ain't
right.
Going to do that out here. But, as you say,
well, you did.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if you were saying something. It sounded like your phone started breaking up.
Oh, it could have been. But, like I said, if you can work the heads, and they will flow just as good as a set of Big Chief heads.
But you can't, you ain't gonna be able to run a Big Chief motor against a conventional head motor with nitrous on it. That just ain't gonna work.
Right. So,
and I don't know what storybook land that John White is in, but, you know, that's not a fair race.
No, it's not. But now, with that being said, that you offered to run motor for motor, but he doesn't seem to think that's a fair race because you got a Big Chief head.
Here we go with this.
No, but, you know, he said, I or whatever, that little horseman team that they got down there, everything down there is
full of... You said horseman? Yeah, whatever, horseman
no,
or whatever.
No, you mean ponyman.
Yeah, they run, you know, all of them run NYSERs. I don't run NYSERs and never had and don't know anything about it. And I'm not going to knock anybody who do run it, but, you know, a big chief motor versus a conventional head motor with NYSERs on it, you know, they could be spraying, what, 300, 400, 500 shot of NYSERs on it, and that's not nowhere near fair, so.
Right. So, hold on 1 second because he just checked me. Hey, Nick, did you see
540-7142?
Hold up,
cuz.
Huh?
540-7142,
your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm on here. What's going on?
Now, first of all, that man asked us to run motor to motor. That's how the conversation started. Now,
uh-huh.
We all spray. I can't help if he run on motor. Now, is it fair to run that conventional head against his horsepower car when I flip on light? Is that fair? And you said there's no horsepower advantage over Big Chief and a conventional head? Why'd you put a Big Chief on yours? Tricky Ricky,
that's how I bought it. And everybody is
you can get a conventional head motor. You make a conventional head with the same size valve in it as a Big Chief head. So what's the difference there?
The valve
size.
That's the only thing that makes horsepower.
All right. Well, let me ask this one, Bob. You asked me. What was your question? You asked me, John.
The valve. I said, is the reason you bought yours with a Big Chief on it and not conventional?
Well, I bought my motor the way that it was, that's how it was. But to answer your question, the guy that just ran at No Limit Raceway or Dragway Saturday, Don Yeh, got a black Regal, got a big cubic inch motor in his car with conventional heads on it. But the style head that he has is designed like an 18-degree head, but it takes off-the-shelf 24-degree big block parts. But it's an 18-degree design head, which his car runs just as fast as any other 638, 632, 641 with Big Chief heads on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a conventional head.
Mm-hmm. So what's your point? The point is
that he's making that just because it got conventional head written on it, you can get the heads and angles of the valve, the size of the valve, and the runners are just the same bigger or the same size as a set of Big Chief heads. So actually, when you get all these cubic inches, you can't use a standard size conventional head because it's not going to work.
Hey, Trigger Ricket, did that man have nitrous on that car?
Huh?
Did that man have nitrous or horsepower?
To be honest with you, I don't know what.
Wait a minute.
Who car are you talking about? The guy I was just talking about?
Body snatching.
Don Yeh run nitrous. Now, I don't know what Marvin has.
Hold up. What conventional is running a horsepower just like that Big Chief motor?
What motor?
How many conventional heads motors are here that you're talking about running and that run against Big Chiefs? Conventional on motor versus a Big Chief on motor?
You got to look around, John. I mean, they are out here, and that's the only reason why I bring it up, because they are out here.
There's some of everything out here, but I'm saying as a norm.
I'm about to end this real quick.
Hey,
y'all still on?
Yeah, I'm on here. Hey, Pinky, look. Don't even worry about it. If you came wrong, we're not taking nothing off.
I'm not asking you to take it off. I got this. We'll be there Saturday. You'll be there Saturday. We'll talk something then.
Who is this?
No, I didn't ask you to take nothing off.
The question I was asking is, conventional head versus Big Chief head, that's been the topic nowadays, and it's really not much different because You can dress up a set of conventional heads. That's going to be better than a set of Big Chief heads. Bottom line.
Hold on. Hey, Mick, can you open 540-4934? Y'all can go ahead, back.
I mean, you can dress up a set of conventional heads. Run them, make the runners bigger, make the valves bigger, put them at any angle that you want. On the other side, they might look like a set of conventional heads, but all the work on the inside, you know, they're just as good as a set of big chief heads. So,
we're not taking our nitrous off.
Hello.
We went off.
Hello.
Yeah. What's up, caller?
Hey, this is YIC, man.
What's up?
I hear y'all. My man texted me about y'all conversation. I can give y'all a bunch of different examples, but it's a real big difference in a big chief head and a conventional head. Whether I like it or not, the valve angle is not the only thing that distinguishes a big chief head from a conventional head. I mean,
thank you.
The intake runners. And y'all know I go at it with the orphan, but I got to agree with John on this one. You got the intake runner size. For a big chief head, the intake runner size don't even start until about 380. So the intake runners, the valve angle, the move center line for the rocker shafts, I mean, it's a lot of different things. But now, as far as with Marvin, I mean, I understand what Marvin's saying. He want to run that motor to the motor. And I got a car I can come in there with that'll run him motor to the motor on Saturday.
That's fine. But my thing is, all the police
I know what you're saying. I would want to run them motor to the motor, too, if I had a big chief. Well, I wouldn't want to run them motor to the motor because that Trans Am set up for nitrous. So, I mean, you got to. It's a whole lot different than that. The 10-inch, the big 10-inch converter, and that converter a whole lot tighter. He won't 60 foot, but it's a big difference.
Hey, Charlie, now, go ahead.
He didn't have no problem running my small block on nitrous, though.
Oh, I guess so, but you got a conventional head motor around 500 or 600 cubic inches, and you got nitrous on it, and I got a big teeth motor around the same size with no nitrous. Come on now. That's not.
But, hey, Marvin, I mean, like I said, I understand what you're trying to say. You want to run somebody motor to motor. I got a car I'm coming there with Saturday to run you motor to motor, if that's what you want to do. But it is a big difference if any small engine builder, if you do your research on any heads, any small engine builder is not going to build over a 632 or a 648 max for horsepower and a 632 max for nitrous. With a professional head, it's because of the head.
I totally agree with you. But look at the post op motors. Look at that head. They ain't even allowed to run big chief heads. The post op motors nowadays are supposed to be conventional heads. Do them things look like conventional heads? Hell no. They ain't even allowed to run big chief heads.
They're structured around a big chief head.
The post op is not allowed to run big chief heads. They are conventional heads and post op.
The head structure is structured. The valve angle, the titanium rods or whatnot, they got them valves, everything. I mean,
I agree with you 100%. It's the intake runners, you know, whatever size it is. They could be 380s or 425, whatever the size the runners is, that makes a big difference. They're going to breathe air, they float air, and the valve size got to match the runners and then got to match the cubic inch. You can't, you take a 700 cubic inch motor. How much head work would you have to do to a set of conventional heads and map that up?
Man, if you know anybody with a 700 cubic inch motor, they got conventional heads on, they got the dumbest engine build in the world.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. You see Pro Stock Joe number over this mic?
Oh,
and
boy.
Pro Stock
Joe, mic is open.
804-7584.
Hey, one more thing, Trigger Rick. If there's no performance advantage, why can't you use them on those big motors? Because there is.
No, I specifically said, wait a minute, they make over 804-7584 also.
Hey, once again, Marvin.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Will you be at the track Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be at the track Saturday.
All right, case dismissed. Red trailer, red truck, find it.
I like it.
John, what I specified was I said to a specific cubic inch, That's why I said no bigger than like a 632
or 638.
I mean, you can put that new head on say a certain 706, but I mean, other than having maybe like a street motor, what you really gonna have, you know what I mean? It's not gonna be beneficial for that cubic inch motor, so that's why they don't really use it. Yes,
exactly. You're 1,000% right. Once you get up to so busy, you just have the disadvantage, you know, because the time you put all that motor instead of conventional head,
it's just like it would be like purpose built motor for 275 drag racer. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a conventional head. The biggest you can go is like 580 some cubic inches with a conventional head, one system. You know what I mean? So if you take that in consideration, you got a guy like King Jack going out there run low 460s with a conventional head, one system, big block.
Right.
He ain't got no square port open chamber head on it. You know what I'm saying? He's got some kind of trick stuff on there, but unless you deal with him, you ain't gonna know what he got. But
okay.
You know, these just what's the word I want to use? Modern trendy things that's, you know, to come available on the market that you can do to stay under the radar or, you know, class specific.
Hey Rick.
Yes.
You know what, people like King Jack, you know why King Jack don't really, I mean, he run the 275 class, but you know why, or whatever class he run, but you know why you don't see him running every week?
Oh, I know why. I know why, I got you,
but this why, because you could max port a head and put it on a 706, but it's not going to work as good as a 12 degree, you know, Big Duke head on a 706, but like what King Jack got, and you know how many times he done cracked them heads, because when they go in there and port them heads and max them all the way out, it changed the structure of the head. That's not how the head is supposed to be structured. So you crack, they go in there, I mean, spraying all that nitrous, they crack intake runners, they crack the it's all ports. I mean, they do a lot of work to them heads. I mean, he probably got more wheels on his head than I got on my race car.
I would agree with that. I mean, there's a lot more to his package that I'm not going to get into, but I will agree with some of that. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, class specific wise, or you trying to grudge race and stay under the radar. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, I got you. I know what you're saying. I wasn't disagreeing with neither one of them, because if I was Marvin, I would want to run motor to motor too, but I mean, I know what John I'm saying. It is a big performance advantage for him to run that big chief motor against, especially Gene Carr, to be set up for nitrous.
Yeah,
and that's all I said.
Well, that's why we having the discussion now. Gene Stevens, are you there? Could you hear me, Mick, when I was asking you to open Gene's mic?
Yeah, first number.
Okay. Pro Stop there too?
Yeah.
Pro Stop Joe. He said open his mic, but he ain't saying that.
Tricky, you got my mic open?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, what the hell is wrong with these boys? Gonna sit there and say a Big Chief's the same as conventional?
We did not say that, Gene. We did not say
that. You
said
it can meet the same horsepower. If that's the case, a Big Chief head can go on up to 800 cubic inches. You know,
no, we did not say that. What show were you listening to, Gene? What show were you listening to? Because you were listening to our show.
It was just said to a specific cubic inch, you can use that style of conventional head for a specific purpose. If you was class racing or trying to stay under the radar in grudge racing, which they do make an 18 degree head for a big block Chevy that take 24 degree conventional head part. So if you take the valve cover off the head, it look like it's a conventional head, but it's an 18 degree design head. You see what I'm saying? So that's why he was saying, depending on your engine builder and what kind of components and the way your engine is built, you can have a conventional head motor up to a certain cubic inch that can run just as fast as another cubic inch motor are the same size with a Big Chief head on it. So if you took two 632s and one
you're going to tell me one carburetor, a gas intake, and a conventional head can make anywhere near the power that a two carburetor, a sheet metal intake, and a Big Chief head can make?
I can direct you to a form on Yellow Bullet right now, and there's some guys on there that got this same combination with a conventional head that could give you a spot with your motor.
Mm.
If you was to have Big Chiefs in the 632, although you got conventional heads, these guys got conventional heads, two carburetors, two or three systems that can give a Big Chief 632 a spot because they running just as fast or faster.
Well, you got some pump 632s out here with Big Chiefs on them now.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that. It's all about knowing how to tune what you have. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody can't tune a car. Either you can't tune and you got some stuff, or you paying somebody to tune it and you even not maximizing your stuff.
Well, you're not talking
about
those.
I'm gonna use myself for an example. I'm not maximizing what I have. I have no race pack. We got no data whatsoever on the car. So anything that I'm doing is just by running the car, looking at certain stuff, and then going back and making another pass. Whereas the next man might have a race pack and he can see his fuel pressure dropping off, or you know he got this spike in the converter, or it's driving through the converter here. I don't have any of that. Some people have all that where they can maximize what they have to be able to run that. That's where the difference comes into play with certain combinations.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Wait, Rick.
No, go ahead. What did you about to say?
I said, like Gene said, we wasn't saying that, you know, like you can bring a Big Chief up to 800 cubic inches. Well, that wasn't the thing is, like you get, like you said, under 630, you know, 632 cubic inch motor, you can pretty much, they'd be pretty much matched. Now, after past that, you're better off getting yourself a Big Chief motor. Big Chief head, but I wasn't saying that they were equal. They were just up to a certain cubic inch. They can be equal. Once they get past a certain cubic inch, you're going to need the Big Chief head to, you know, take up the cubic inches.
Right.
That's all I was saying.
So since y'all can't come to a agreement on running, letting Gene spray and you run on motor, what kind of agreement can y'all come to since y'all you won't run motor for motor and you won't let him spray and you run on motor?
Man, you know, running somebody with a spray and just like, you know, as they say, you know,
pissing in the wind.
That's right. It's like pissing in the wind. You don't know what. How many horsepower are you shooting?
I know zero. That converter is tight. That thing won't fall out of a tree on the motor. The camshaft set up for the nitrous. The whole car set up for it. The gear.
We understand that, but we also don't know how much you could be. You can have a fogger and a plate on there. That could be almost 1,000 horsepower. How do we know that?
I know zero about nitrous.
Hey, Rick.
Zero.
Yeah.
Hey, I think. It's Charles. I think Gene on one system and Marvin on motor will be a fair race.
I don't know what one system is. I don't know nothing about nitrous. Zero.
What?
Zero.
One system could be 300 horsepower. You know, they can put caps in the other systems and make them run one system.
Nah, I don't know nothing about that crap.
See, but we don't want to do that. We don't want to make the man do all that stuff to his car. He got to change all that stuff around. If he don't want to take the nitrous off, find somebody else. We'll find somebody else to run. We ain't going to make nobody take nothing off of their car. He put it on there for a reason.
Smoke this one up.
My man said his converter and camshaft and all that stuff set up. So if he takes something off or puts something on, I don't know. Man, I don't know. The only thing I knew about nitrous is a blue bottle in the car. That's the only thing I know.
Look here. Smoke this one over. Gene spray, and he spots you. You on motor, he spots you. Y'all run the 8th mile. Whoever he.
What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
Come here.
What do I think about it?
Going on all of it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
In the back.
What kind of spot is he talking? That would be something that y'all would have to determine. I'm just throwing something out there. It was like you gave him the kick, or you know what I'm saying, gave him the back tie.
I'm getting the back tie. That's all I give it.
You might have to go.
I don't know, Gene.
But that's on y'all. You have
the back tie. But I put everything I got. If I got to give him the back tie, I put all I got.
Hey, Marlon, you want to take that race?
Nah, Marlon, you're pretty elegant.
Nope. You got to be a bad man, Marlon. All you can get is a back tie.
He just going to go and race somebody else. I don't know nothing about Nitrous. Nothing at all. And he said
you
he can spray all he wants.
You ain't got to know nothing about it. I know what needs to know because I'm spraying it.
I know.
You take it back down. Let me spray both kids. I'll bust your ass.
I bet you will. Good Lord. You probably spraying everything you got. And what else is the rest of the horseman can't?
I still got steel block and all kinds of shit in that car. I got a junk motor in that car.
You ain't spraying no junk motor. You ain't putting no 2-3 system on no junk motor. So you be killing everybody in the goddamn region when you go by one goddamn thing blow up. Come on, man.
Hey, Mom. Didn't you say you'd run me with my small block?
Well, hey, let me ask you a question. If I take Kenny's Big Chief motor put in my car, you can run me motor to motor?
Say again?
If I take Kenny's Big Chief motor out of his Camaro in my car, will he run me motor to motor? That'll be a fair race.
Then you're going to spray.
No, he'll have run motor on motor.
Well, y'all got anything to make him run, won't you?
he's crying that it ain't fair to let me spray, but it ain't. If I put the same thing he's got, what's the problem?
So you tell me it'd be a 632 versus 632 all motor. Big Chief versus Big Chief.
Man, I'll offer to give this guy a spot and everything.
I understand that. We didn't ask you the spot. That's your offer. We just didn't accept your offer. Like we say, we don't want you to take, if you don't have, we ain't trying to make you take nothing off your car. If you don't want to take nothing off your car, we respect you. We ain't that, you know what I'm saying? Find somebody else to raise.
That's why I'm not pig in the blanket.
Pig
in the bag. You still have an
answer. Gene, give him 1-1, Gene.
Who's that, Tread?
Man, it's Charles, man. Give him 1-1.
Give him 1-1.
Give him 1-1.
Wow.
I get in the back tie. I get in the back tie. I spray one system.
Shit.
Be up to what, 500? You never know.
Nah, man. I ain't running no one.
I take the back tie.
Huh?
Mom.
Yeah.
I ain't going to ask
wait,
you no
what,
more.
What, too many people talking at the same time?
Mom,
what did you say, Gene?
Where is y'all? Hey,
didn't you say you would run me?
Yeah. You run my small block, head up, and I'm on nitrous. Yep. Oh, okay. How about August 25th at VMP? I'll be in Murphy.
Hey, Marvin.
Yes, sir.
I can kill all this. Hey, that black Camaro suicide, will you run that car?
69?
I'll run you, sir. I'm tired of hearing y'all talk. I'm going to try somebody.
Well, we'll find you. French, you know what car you're talking about?
French know my car.
Okay.
Yeah. He cool.
Don't run nobody.
He's ready to go down. He's got the ass figure. He's going to be in lane at 10 o'clock.
Who what?
Hey, Trigger Ricky.
Right. Yeah.
You planning on beating JC on Saturday, right?
I plan on it.
Okay, well, then I'm planning on seeing you in the staging lanes at 10 o'clock.
Who is that?
It's to run Kenny.
Oh, okay.
To run my brother 10 o'clock. You going to be there?
As long as I get around JC, I'll be there.
Hey,
we still on, right?
Hey,
This is Kenny. I put on Facebook that I was looking for an action on Saturday, and I didn't get no response on it.
Maybe because nobody wanted to try you.
What?
I said maybe because nobody wanted to try you.
They're the bushes.
Wait a minute. You said big. Now, out of all that, Big Sexy ain't say nothing. I didn't see that, Kenny.
Big Sexy ain't coming up yet. He's not coming. We got to run him on the first.
Oh, okay. Where did you post that at?
On the same stuff y'all was posting on Facebook. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
What is it? Well, I didn't know you confident on beating JC, so I figured I was going to be in the lanes by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm kind of wanting to tuck my tail right now. The phone call I got earlier said he done a little something for tomorrow, but...
Hey, Rick.
Uh-huh. I'm going to keep my head up, though.
No, I ain't going to... I'm riding with you. Hey, mouse can say anything. Don't believe nothing you hear.
Hey, Tricky Ricky. How about getting your brother on from another mother?
I'm sure he listens. But I got six callers. I got six callers, so let's see who else on the line. And we're going to go from there. Give me the next caller, Mitch.
804-4629. Your mic is open.
I was about to say, you got your wish right there already.
Hey, what's up, Tricky Ricky?
What's up, Ronnie Bell?
Ain't nothing going on, man. Just sitting here listening to the conversation. It's kind of rough there.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Yeah, them boys, yeah, them boys with them big chief heads, and, you know, I don't know. Nah, you know, I'm just, see, y'all got that big block thing going. I'm a small block man. Nah, I still can't agree with the man that's talking that big chief head and conventional head, and, you know, nah, big chief going to put out more horsepower regardless.
You're right. So you said something about big block and small block, right?
Who, me?
Yeah, you said big block and small block.
Well,
if
no,
my survey
was...
correct, no, I'm just saying that the big block and small block nowadays it really don't mean nothing. Because you got small blocks running faster than any big block, and I use my man Billy Goodnet for a prime example.
I'll agree with you on that. Now.
You know what I'm saying? That small block stuff don't mean nothing.
Yeah. What I was saying was, I didn't say that. What I said was, I'm a small block man.
I understand that.
I didn't say you had small blocks that couldn't run with big blocks, which I already know that you got some small blocks out there that can run with any big block out there.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was just putting that out there. I wasn't taking those, you know, throwing those shots. I was just clearing that out for the air so that everybody can hear that. So that small block stuff don't mean nothing.
Yeah. Okay. No, it don't mean a whole lot when you grow up raising. If you got the right small block, you can roll any big block out there.
Thank you.
And how many of those are out here? Come on now. Let's be real.
We got Lil Craig.
Again?
Craig Jordan.
What about
Craig
Jordan?
Right?
Hold on. Craig Jordan. This is running back talking. Craig Jordan is a joke. You can tell him the running back said that.
Oh, I ain't gonna do all that. You got him off. You can say that too.
I see it. Yeah, go ahead.
It's Charles.
What's up?
How old are you?
Mr. YIC.
How old are you? No, you're not.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Running back.
Yeah, I'm here.
You said Craig Jordan a joke, right?
Well, I'm concerned, yeah.
I'm still looking for my deposit money from down there at Dinwiddie today. I didn't press you out about it, but since Craig Jordan a joke, I'm going to need that.
What deposit money are you talking about?
When y'all locked in three races and you broke your motor against Craig and you ain't paid a DB. I didn't ask you for it.
Hold on, cuz. We didn't lock in nothing, but he broke the same time I did. And
no.
I'm going to tell you something about that break. Hold on. My problem
was not as severe as his. I could have ran my car, but he wouldn't run.
But y'all, you didn't. You said after you blew your motor up, or when you had the water in the oil, you wasn't running. That was way before he even found out that the little pulley on the fuel pump had broke.
Yeah, but it wasn't nothing locked in at that time.
Man,
I'll tell you what.
All right, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, okay. But I tell you what, you know, he run behind me, wanted to run, but every time I wanted to run, he always had a problem. Now, if he still got that little Chevy 2 Nova, I was still running. I haven't heard nothing from him lately, but I was still running.
We doing something to the car, but you're going to die right in the bushes as soon as they come out.
Okay, well, let them know I'm down here in the trees right now.
Wow.
I'm still around.
He say down in the trees right now.
Down in the trees right now. Tomorrow night I'll be in Dinwiddie, and the next day I'll be in Maryland.
Hey, Craig on the line right now. Open up 540-9101.
Hey, go ahead, get the ball.
What was the last four of their number?
9101. Saturday seems like it's going to be pretty interesting.
It's like it's
seems like it's shaping up to be.
Craig.
Damn good Saturday.
Yo.
What's up?
What's going on?
Not too much. You live on the show.
Got I hear Mr. Running Scared running his mouth there. So,
I ain't never been scared, son.
Yeah, but let's see.
You never been scared.
For one, technically, you don't owe money for the simple fact that you were scared to lock the money in.
No.
That's the truth. You want to make a shakedown pass.
I ain't scared to lock nothing in.
Look, I can't even say nothing right now because the car not ready. But tell the truth of what happened. You wouldn't lock no money in. As soon as we came to the track, unload the car, walk straight over there to y'all. You holler, you ain't had no money, to be honest.
I told you, Sean had already locked the races in, but I figured his word was good. He locked the three races. He walked in on his word, but then he wouldn't put the money up after we got there.
Before I locked anything in, the man with the money had to be there before I locked anything.
Why you ain't had no money? That's your car.
Good
you ain't had
God
no money.
Almighty.
You
don't
tell me you didn't have
Hey, don't give the man a heart attack on the Thursday.
Please don't. He said he's going to run three races, $500 a race, and we're going to put up $200 punk out for each one. All he had to do was put up $600.
That's what Sean got there.
Sean got there and it still wasn't no money put up. Sean was there before you even made a shakedown.
He said he wasn't putting up nothing because you said he was going over there because you said you the one made the video. That's what happened. Exactly. So you made a video.
So I mean, technically, yeah, we didn't get no punk out money, but that was because you wouldn't put it up, and then you went out there and blew your motor up, and then we couldn't get nothing. We drove all the way down there for nothing.
Good God, I'm like, hey, can I say one thing? Like my grandfather always say, one scared and the other one glad of it. Oh, man, all right. Well, look here. We're gonna let that one die down. And I'm informed we got some more callers, so we're gonna go to the phone.
I wish Barkeith Hatton calling or Tony Hatton, one of them.
Yeah.
We're gonna see if we can get my
brother from another mother on since John looking for him. What was you about to say?
I was hoping you know, the Hatton boys, you know, they listening to Grudge Nation or whatever. Hope they live and tuned in. Finished telling that story from last night.
Yeah, all right. Who we got next, Mick?
732-4557. Your mic is open.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
This is Big Raj, man, calling in on behalf of the GRF, just showing a little support. Letting everybody know we'll be open for business Saturday at Bud's Creek. Looking for action, bro. Looking for action.
Be open for business, huh?
Open for business. We will be in the office.
Okay. All right, all right. Now y'all got a event going on the 25th of August, correct?
Yeah, that's at BMP. We're having a back half shootout and all day grudge, test and tune. We're having a $250 swimsuit contest and live DJ and be plenty of fun. So anybody want to come and participate, feel free.
Hey, you said swimsuit contest?
Yeah.
Hey, that's Drag Race, and I'll go there to watch that.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, but let me ask you a question. Do you know if any other guys that are going to be in this back half shootout are going to House of Hook on the 11th?
Yeah, we have a few guys. I didn't really get a total count, but I know we got a couple guys. I know Michael Martin going there and a few others talking about going there. So, yeah, we got some guys going in there on the 11th, too.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all got some big action down there tomorrow with JC and Waverly Green for that belt.
Yeah. Then we're going to bring some big action to Bud's Creek, you know. We're going to do a drive-by again on Bud's Creek.
Don't do that. Please.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, bro. We're doing a drive-by on Buzz Creek.
Hey, if you're going to shoot us, at least use 9mm. Don't use no 50 cal.
No, I'm bringing some big guns, bro. We're doing a drive-by on Buzz Creek.
Good God, I'm like.
Yeah.
And bring some body bags, too. At least bury us properly.
Huh? Nah, well, you know, I believe I'm just going to leave them laying, bro. Wherever they fall, that's where they lay.
But you know when that happens, that's a bad spirit afterwards, right?
Huh?
I said, you know that's a bad spirit afterwards. If you don't
I don't care about that, man. I ain't got no soul, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to just drop them and keep it moving.
Good God almighty.
Yeah, we're going to drop them and keep it moving, man.
Well, I hope
but we are definitely looking forward to it. We had a great time last time. We're going to bring a little bit more heat this time, and we are definitely in the office, bro. We are definitely open for business.
Trust
and believe, if you see, you don't have the question, if you see that stick on the back of the window, they got money, so it ain't going to be none of this, he wouldn't lock in on the money. Oh, we got plenty of money there, bro, so that ain't going to be an issue for you.
Oh, I hear you.
I'm going to just say I hope that the Maryland races stand up. I can't carry all this weight myself. And, I hope y'all go home with your heads hanging down.
Yeah, well.
If not all of y'all, one of y'all motherfuckers going home with your head hanging down.
Which one you mean? They ain't going to have no head.
The last time that was brought up, you know, I had an individual bet me that Maryland was going to win more than Virginia. That was a little friendly $100 wager. I still got that same $100 bill if somebody else want to take that too, saying that they feel Maryland will win more. Same $100 bill.
Oh, okay.
You know, so if you feel like Maryland will win more races, then I'm willing to put it back up.
Well, I guess not. Yeah, Saturday. But, hey, Mick, do you see 804-3956?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, Mike ain't on.
I'm sorry, hold on.
But you can see, like, the
804-3956, your mic is on.
I just thought I was calling his phone.
My brother from another mother.
You do it.
MD Watson.
Who are you doing,
man?
MD.
All right. Well, I'm gonna leave your mic open, even though you ignore me. I know you hear me. But well, you may never call him, Mick. Please, sir.
301-4637. Your mic is open.
Hey, Trigger Ricky.
Yes, sir.
It's Short Dog.
What's up, Short Dog?
Was going to talk. We're trying to figure out is he going to lock that money in on his car?
Who was that?
MD. So I'll wait for him to speak.
Yeah, I just text him, and he...
I don't like fucking.
I ain't got
nothing
to
tell
no duty with.
MD. I know this dude, MD. Yeah.
Wow.
And that other guy was on there, Rob or Ron or whoever from GRG, whoever.
I'll come on the back of the cooler.
Tell him I hope he's there. Because I'm going to get him some action, too, somehow or another.
Well, I'm on the line there. You ain't got to talk to him. You can talk to me.
I want you on the line. It wasn't that I ain't think he was online.
Okay. I hope you give me what you said you gave me. I'm looking for it.
Okay.
Peace. Anything else you want to say, Troy?
Yeah, just get wait till MD get on the phone and if he get on there, ask him. I said, is he gonna lock the money in on the race for Saturday? You hear me?
Meanwhile, what was that? I said, meanwhile, while we waiting on that. We can discuss what kind of action it is you're trying to talk to with me.
I got to see what you have first. I'm going to make sure I accommodate you with something.
Okay, well, you know we'll be parked at. You know, we got our own little parking spot over there, so feel free to walk over there and window shop.
Nah, I ain't going to window shop. There ain't too much shit over there to buy.
And I don't know.
I'm telling you, I know.
I mean, well, I heard it through the grapevine that it was a very attractive offer that you already laid on the table, so I really hope you'll still do that one.
Oh, don't worry about that offer.
Yeah, I really would like for you to do that
one. Let me say something. The offer that I gave that douche had nothing to do with you. That was something friendly. But I heard
welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1. Switch 170-3.
Oh, I can stop that. That offer.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1. Switch 170-3.
Is that us, Mick?
Yeah,
yeah,
I ain't
got
nothing to say.
Hey, Rick, let me get something straight. I that offer stands, sir. You want $2,000 on that?
You what?
Would you like to lock $2,000 in on the offer that you was talking about that I gave somebody? That offer do.
Oh well, yeah, we'll talk about that. Trust me, $2,000. We can go $2,000 a bet on that, bro.
Listen, you know the offer that I gave. You was talking like you really like it. I'll lock you in $2,000.
I like that.
Okay. You want to lock in $2,000?
I mean, you let me talk to him. If he says a green light, I ain't got no problem with it.
Okay. Well, call him on the other line.
You know, and then let me get you straight on something. You said that was a friendly wager. Everything I do is friendly. I don't know you to beef with you, bro. So, you know, you don't want to send a hostile on this line. I don't know you to beef with you, so everything I do is friendly. But as far as me running from a race, no, not happening.
Take over for a minute.
Sounds very interesting. Hey, Mr. MD, if you out there listening, I appreciate it if you open your phone. I tried to call you. You're not answering.
Hello? Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry about Rob. But
you.
For your, I'm back. I just got a phone call. I ain't getting no texts and wires. But the race that I have for you, you got the Malibu, right?
Yeah.
The 25th, Dinwiddie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll run you.
With what?
With my black and orange car.
You run on motor?
Yes.
You run on a motor?
Yes.
You conventional head?
Excuse me?
Are you conventional head?
I don't know what's on there.
Oh, well. And when you figure that out, you let me know. If it's conventional head, you got a race.
I'm running you on a motor. You say you like running on a motor.
Yeah, if you conventional head, yeah, you can get it on the motor. But until you figure out what kind of head you got, you get back with me on that.
I don't care what kind of head you have, sir.
Well, like
I just
you
know
probably
you like
got a chief.
On the motor.
Hey, look, bro.
I know you like running on the motor.
Yeah, I love it. If you got a conventional head, that's a race. If not,
oh,
we're not talking about nothing, sir, dog.
Conventional head motors on Oh, okay. All right. You only run conventional head. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's what all I got, man. I ain't got one of these big gangster motors like you got, bro. I know who I'm talking to on the phone.
Well, like I said, but call that guy back and see what
yeah,
he can
I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna talk to him in a few minutes. But yeah, don't get it twisted, bro. Every move I make is friendly, man. I don't have no enemies. I don't beef with nobody, bro. It's all business.
Listen, we ain't beefing. It ain't no beef. I just want to get a hold
yeah.
of you. Well,
you can get it, bro. Hey, short dog, I'm too big to run, bro, so you know it's easy to get me.
Yeah, no, I'm too short to run. My legs
are
off.
What'd you say, was that Kenny?
Hey, Roger, this is Gene. Look, that race between Kenny and Troy, we squashed that. Kenny can't run with that car.
Okay, well,
Kenny,
you heard it
Kenny
first, short
no
dog.
Way, it ain't no way Kenny can run with that car.
Calm down, Gene.
Short dog.
He's just not going to do
sure
it.
Dog. Short dog. Short dog. Is he still online?
He is.
Short dog still online?
It says he's still online. All
right, well, he heard it first. He heard it from the horse's mouth.
All right.
All right, next caller, 843-2754. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Tricky Ricky?
What's up, Sean?
How much, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just sitting back waiting for Saturday now, man.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard a caller that caught my attention. It might have been you, though. I know that someone said that there's really no difference in between nowadays between a small block and a big block. And I had like one of the baddest small blocks probably around. I mean, one of the baddest, but the pitch runs stay together. You know what I'm saying? So I would challenge anybody, put a damn small block in a car similar to mine, and I'll about run the hell out of you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how fast they go. And I know how fast the top of the line small blocks go. But that's just not true, man. It's just... There's no comparison. I never want another small block other than something that I'm driving around every damn day, chilling in or whatever, you know. But, you know, I just
right,
want
let
to call
let
in.
Me, let, me ask, let me ask you just this. With that being said, you did have a fast small block. This is your name when that was said.
Say that one more time.
I said, I'm going to ask you something. And I did mention your name when it was brought up about a small block, saying that you had a very fast small block.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, do you recall when Stacy Hall had the small block in his vet?
Yeah.
Did he have many problems with that motor staying together, or was that and was that small block?
I mean, you got Trick Ricky. You got to think about this here now. You had Stacy. They had a small block in a vet, two chassis vet, where I had a small block that was bigger than Stacy, and a back half heavy Camaro. You know.
Right.
Now, mind you, I don't know how far your history goes back, but Stacy is a Fulton man. Pat Moosey had a guy that was up there with him that Pat did a small block for, and they both had a little shootout there at Orangeburg Drag Strip some years, way years ago. And the only thing that saved, and I'm a Fulton man, I like Fulton, but the only thing that saved Stacy's ass on that day was the guy that was driving the Chevy 2 that Pat had his motor in. He couldn't drive all that well.
Uh-huh.
So Pat's motor basically overpowered it. But what I'm saying is, if you take a small block and you put it in a tube chassis car, you know what I'm saying? You got something totally different than putting it in a back half car.
Now I understand that. Now the two people that were talking, both of them have chassis cars.
Right.
So that's where that I'm gonna say that's where that conversation come from, because they both have a chassis car.
Mm-hmm.
So one guy, one gentleman got a big block with Big Chief heads on it,
mm-hmm.
chassis car, big tire. One guy got a big tire chassis car with a small block in it.
Mm-hmm.
The big block chassis car should be given a small block a spot. No questions. If it was mine, no questions. He'd have a spot. There's no way that you're supposed to take a Big Chief and run a damn small block hit up. There's no way. I mean, in two similar cars, there's no way. If you got a big block, Big Chief, that you're trying to run a small block with, you got a faggot. I've never had one. And if I get my hands on a faggot and the bitch won't run, ask John White what I told him about a certain motor. I take that bitch and put it over in the corner somewhere. It won't fucking run. Any man with a big block should give a man with a similar car with a small block at least one in one. And don't give a fuck about it. Run about his fucking business. If he can't do it, he got a fucking faggot.
Uh-oh.
I hear you.
And you tell him Big Sexy said that shit. So they don't like it, they can come see me.
Boy, you crazy.
Well, I guess I got faggots. I ain't giving motherfucker nothing.
Come on, man.
I can't give a motherfucker nothing. My heavy ass sled I got versus that light ass car John got, I ain't giving shit.
Man, you know,
that's something totally
different there.
What'd you say,
John? He said similar car. Chicken Rigger, you're going to get the back tie after I bust you up the first time.
Well, you give me the back tie first.
No. That's not what the agreement was. So I'm gonna do our first race first.
Well, the hell with the agreement. They broke all the time. Shit, the White House do it every day.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I'm just putting down the way they ain't fly. So you give me the back tie now, man. Come on.
No. Hey. You ain't gonna handle
Let me say this, Don. The car looks real shiny in the pictures that you posted, man. So I don't know what else you're getting done to it. I did see that you said one more day and you have it back, but are you getting something else done to it?
And not your business. I come out when I'm ready.
I ain't asked you when you was coming out.
Take it easy, John.
I'm just
talking. Damn, John.
Damn.
It's just a pretty base, black base coat. You said you was getting something done to it. I'm just asking, are you getting anything else done to it? Because previously you said you was getting some graphics put on the car. Right now it doesn't have any graphics.
I changed my mind.
You changed your mind?
Yeah, you know how that, you a woman, you know how that is, huh? Address.
Oh my goodness. Nah, I ain't a woman, but I don't know how it is either.
I'm like for that, but right now I'm gonna leave it like it is.
Oh, okay. Well, it looked real nice. Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. I should have took a picture of the back end. That's what you're gonna get familiar with. The tail.
I've never seen the back.
Yeah. Stop lying.
I didn't see the back.
You must have had your eyes closed.
I mean, my transmission broke, so you was already gone. I never saw you.
Man, okay.
Don't that make you feel good? I never saw you, dog. You left. You sitting at the line.
Hey, man, we 1-1. Don't matter how it happened. We won. I paid you one time. You paid me one time. That's all I know.
I'm gonna call you up the next time, though. Hey, I'm feeling like Mario right now. I'm sitting in the house. I got me a drink. I'm gonna fuck you up the next race, Jack.
Okay.
Oh boy. If it wasn't. You know what? Y'all picking on me. Y'all think it's me. It ain't me. It's my engine man. Now, if you think I'm lying, Rock post. You saw the comment that Rock put under my post on Facebook. All right, Rock know, because me and Rock got the same engine builder. My shit just ain't done. It ain't me. It just ain't done. But when I get right, I get right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking out for you.
Huh?
He's looking out for you.
Okay. You're good looking. But
All right, look, Mr. MD, if you on the line, can you press the one button or unmute your phone?
Hey, cat in the bushes, man.
You got John on here talking about you in the bushes. They looking for you. Who else was that? Troy.
Talk with the boy.
Troy want to talk to you.
Hey, Rick. Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick. I already talked to MD. He answered my question.
Okay. So you don't want him. All right, let me see. So John looking for you.
Who? You already talked to Troy.
John looking for you. All right, so let's keep the show rolling. And I know we got some more callers, if Mick said so.
So let's get the next caller, Mick.
I appreciate everybody's patience that's waiting on hold.
Thank you, 043956. Your mic is
God
open.
Goddamn.
Trigger.
John? Yes.
Rick.
Yes, go ahead.
What's going on?
You got Mr. John White wanting your presence. So, John, you got the floor.
He got taken care of.
Hmm?
What's up? I got Vito Freeway is why I asked for him.
You got what?
I had Pete on three-way is why I asked for him.
Okay, so what, it's done now?
Yeah, plus they talked to him then.
Oh, so you, okay, so all of y'all was hooked up together, you, Troy, and Pete, and all of y'all.
No. I was trying to ask MD a question. He answered my question, so we ain't have to go no further with it.
That's right.
Okay, so what I'm trying to find out is him needing to speak to John relevant right now.
Oh, no, I'm saying, Rick, I ain't trying to get on you then. I was just saying I already talked to him.
Right. So, no, I'm just saying what I'm trying to find out now, since we got him on, John asked for him earlier, but John just said because he had Pete on the phone. So I'm trying to find out, is his presence still needed now that
no.
you can talk to him? Do John no. need him?
No.
Okay.
You want to do some running?
MD.
Hey, Rick.
MD. Are you ready for this weekend, sir? Yes.
No, I didn't say this weekend. August 25th at VMP. Sounds like a good date.
Okay, so wait a minute. MD and Pete were supposed to be locked in for Saturday, correct?
They never got it locked, I think.
No, it wasn't locked in, Rick. It wasn't locked in. That's what the question was, why I wanted to get him on the phone.
All right. Thank you for clearing that up. Okay, so now y'all are not locked for Saturday, but you locked in the race for the 25th.
We ain't locked in for nothing yet. I guess they're going to work it out.
I don't know. I ain't heard nothing about no race for no 25th.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what they going on now. I ain't want to bring both cars to the track if I didn't have a locked-in race, that's all.
Okay.
No, I'm good, buddy. I appreciate it,
though. Okay.
So, Rick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't even know if I can get one to the track. Can I get some gas money?
Say that one more time. I was chewing on the pressure. Say that again.
I said I don't know if I can get one car to the track. Can I borrow some gas money?
Shit, I'm having a hard time getting our car to the track. I need to borrow some gas money.
I was going to tell you something, but I ain't going to say it because I know what you're going to tell me, so I'm going to leave it alone.
All right.
Yeah, leave that alone then. I swear I feel like Mario right now. I'm drinking and feeling good, damn it. Don't leave me alone.
But tell me what you should do. Do what Mario do. Hey, tell me what you had to tell me.
I ain't had nothing to tell you.
You said you'd do like Mario. Mario asked anyway what I had to say.
No, I said I'm feeling like Mario. I got me a drink. I'm feeling good.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, Mario got to get his normal drink, you know, while he's doing the show.
I just so happened to make it home today. But,
Mr. MD, are you still coming to Maryland Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything locked in, sir?
Not at this point, no, sir.
Okay. But you are still...
It's been that you and everybody want to know, I explained to Mr. Henderson that it's been so hot. It's hard to do a lot of testing.
You ain't got to say none of that. I ain't asked you about that. I just was asked, did you have anything left? My next question was, were you bringing baby bowlegs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Yeah, you're definitely feeling yourself tonight, for sure.
Well, I mean, if you want to tell your story, go ahead. I mean, I just ain't feeling that was necessary, but go ahead, tell your story. Uh-huh.
Man, who is that laughing in the background? Rick, tell them to keep phone on mute. They've been laughing for how that.
Wow. I don't know, man. Hey, it's a show. Shit, just roll with it. Enjoy the show, man. So what you got going on, Mike?
I'm drinking a beer right at the moment with my feet up.
Drinking a beer with feet. You supposed to be working on my car, man.
I ain't got to do nothing to it.
Okay. All right. You ain't got to do nothing to it. That's a good. That's a good one.
Yeah, after the race.
Yeah, after the race. What do you got to do after the race, Troy?
I ain't gonna say it, Rick.
All right.
Troy.
Well,
hey, Rick, you still there?
Yes.
Hey, Troy. Ruler.
Uh huh.
One thing about your show, man. Some folks get on your show and become animals. Get on other shows and they be silent as a mouse. You got an army show. You get on here, you can be all you want to be.
Oh, you saying on my show you can be all you want to be?
Yeah.
And then on other shows,
yes,
people
sir.
Be quiet as a mouse?
Like mice. Like mice pissing on kites.
Whoa. Now, I haven't had the pleasure of getting on too many shows here recently, but would you like to shed some light on that subject there?
I ain't got to shed no light on it, man. Shit. I don't think nobody retarded on this phone.
Oh, okay. Who was that that just called me a minute ago? That you, Charles?
Oh, yeah. Nah, I think I called Short Dog.
No, that was me. That was Gene.
Oh, what's up, Gene?
Man, I'm trying to see if Chris Buckle, some of the boys have got a lot of stuff in there, a race. I'm tired of coming up there running Wickenburg. I got to get him everything under the sun to run it. I ain't running him no more. I want something new. I know you can make that happen between now and Saturday.
Listen, I have what you call an outreach program, okay?
Outreach program.
I reach out to people. I ask them what they're going to do. Are they coming to race? Blah, blah, blah. If I get an answer, that's all I can go by.
Right.
If they don't show up, or they don't do this, or they don't do that, they don't race, I have no control over it. As you just heard me say a little while ago, I cannot carry all this weight by myself. So,
I need some help.
Sal's has stood up. I commend them for that, you know what I mean? Regardless of what people may think about him, what kind of racing he done, or who he's raced, he stood up and done some racing. Big George as well, regardless of what people may have to say about him or what they think about him, he raced. I unfortunately have not raced yet due to, situations. But on Saturday, I ain't running no car. I raced this past weekend, ain't no problem. So Saturday, I plan to get to the track and cut JC head off.
Go dead on JC ass. Don't hold it back. Say it.
I said it. I'm gonna cut his head off, and then see y'all in the lane at 10 o'clock to behead y'all.
You
if I get a knife, fuck a knife.
You better bring
I got a gauntlet.
We're going to send you out, bro. We might even pay for your gas to get back home.
I might have to pay for y'all gas to get back home.
No, I promise you ain't going to have to do that.
Hey, well, let me just tell you a little story, okay? It ain't even a story. I'm going to make a comment. I got a badass little cube against motor, okay? And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I ain't down, man. I ain't down. It ain't badass. I just don't think you brought enough.
That's my opinion.
I got enough. I just ain't put enough in it yet, but I got enough.
Okay. But I'm telling you, you better put a good tune-up on them.
If I could have it my way.
Kelly's coming loaded for bear.
I'm going to say this. If I could have it my way, which I know he ain't going to agree to do it, I would rather run y'all first at 9 o'clock and then run JC.
I'd rather you do that.
Just so y'all can't fuck with that Camaro. Because I ain't got y'all being able to fuck with these right now.
I'm betting on the gas. I'm betting on the gas, too. Hey,
but,
do you want to run 100 miles on the gas?
That ain't no problem.
Stay out of this, child. You made me have to gap you on Saturday.
Man, I want that. Who said they betting on the gap with that race?
That's
I
deep.
I bet his ass on the gap that Kenny gaps him.
Shit.
All right, Gene, see me Saturday.
All right. You got that.
Hey, Gene, I'll tell you what then. You get on the phone with JC and see if he'll switch his time to 10 o'clock.
Hold on a second. Let me do that right now.
All right.
That man is not going to switch time. You already know that.
Nothing beats a failure but a try.
You got the DP, man, to get involved before you can change that, Rick.
I hear you, Sean, but I'm trying something. That's all.
I see.
Joe.
Yeah. Joe Ripson.
Yeah.
This is Jimmy, buddy. Look, I got you on the phone on the Tricky Ricky Show.
You got me on the Tricky Ricky Show.
Yeah, you on three ways of the Tricky Ricky Show. Look, Tricky Ricky got something to ask you.
Yeah, you act like you too goddamn good to call into the show anymore.
Yeah, man,
cool.
I got witnesses. I called your show, they said it was cool.
Well, why you ain't calling me? I'm the host. Didn't I tell you I run stuff up here? The same thing I told John. When you come to Maryland, I run this up here. I make everything happen. But listen, since Gene got you on the phone, can we switch time till 10 o'clock so I can run Kenny at 9?
Can we switch time at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
How are we going to do that?
How?
Yeah.
You just agree to run me at 10 so I can run them at 9?
Watch him run who? Watch him run who?
Kenny. Kenny wants to run me. I'm asking you, would you agree to switch times to 10 o'clock so I can run Kenny at 9 o'clock?
Well, the only problem with that is Kenny, we got nobody to run me.
All right, fine. That's cool. We'll keep it at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with that one. See, if Kenny
it's not a problem. It was just a yes or no question.
It's only called
car. It was just a yes or no question, but that's cool. I'll see you at 9 o'clock Saturday.
All right. Hey, Joe.
All right.
Yeah. Joe, I want to ask you guys. I want some money on this Tricky Ricky run. I got 200 that you gabbing.
Shit. Rocks and blunts. Gene.
Hey.
Gene.
Yeah.
All right,
hey,
come
Joe,
see me Saturday.
Me and Gene got money in the race for you because I know Rick ain't going to be able to run after you beat his ass. So, I mean, let me get the money in first.
All right,
I ain't got no problem with that.
Make
sure you leave on the roof. I said a well.
I like that. Said a well, huh? Okay. All right. Well, I guess we got our answer. So we're going to see what happens Saturday then, Gene, all right?
Yes, sir. It sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, Rick, go ahead and get him on, Mick. I'm sorry.
Hey, Charles, you want some trouble on Saturday?
What did you say?
Yeah, I'm looking
for some
trouble, Gene. I'm looking
for
some trouble. Yeah, Gene, I'm looking for some trouble.
Look, if you want some tricky Ricky, put some money in the pot with him.
What you say?
I said put some money in the pot with Rick.
Yeah, I am against JC.
If you like Tricky Ricky, put some money in the pot.
I do, I am.
If you want some action on Saturday, let me know.
What are you going to give me?
What am I going to give you? Oh, shit. I'll give you back now.
That's it?
That's all I'm giving you. I know what you got.
I got two back tires.
Yeah, well, you can take both on the stage and back tire with them. you name the price. I'll be easy on you.
I'd be what?
And you name your price. You name whatever you want to run for. I'll be easy on you.
Hey. You know what I run for. I ain't one of them dudes that get on here and tell you I'm going to bet $20,000. I ain't got it to bet.
Nah, we can go for 5, we can go for 8, 1,000, whatever you want to run for.
I'm going to see you Saturday because I'm going to stop. I'm going to put it in, though, unless you.
You need to put it in, too, because I'm going to keep talking shit to you till you do.
If you beat me, I'm going to just talk shit back to you. It don't matter. You know me. I win, I lose. It don't make no difference.
I know.
Hey, tell him if I ain't got no race for the whole night, he gets a
click
on Saturday.
Hey,
Gene.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Gene. Hey, take one stage off, let him spray two.
Hey, right now.
Take one off and let him spray two.
I can do that. And we run heads up.
Yeah, heads up.
Yeah, we can do that.
There we go with somebody else with a race car mediating the race. How about you spray everything you got with the Oldsmobile and I'll run one system and cap your head.
I ain't got for
ding,
one.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, August 25th. I'll be ready by then.
Man, I might sell my car by August 25th.
Hey, I ain't coming until I'm ready to come. If August ain't good enough, it ain't good enough.
Hey, wait a minute now, John. You did say you'd be ready by this race now.
Hey, man. Hey. And you didn't say you were going to have the Malibu, too, right?
We ain't talking about me. We ain't talking about me.
Hold up. Things happen, right?
We ain't talking about me.
Well, we're not talking about you. You're not in this conversation. It's between me and Charles. I said August 25th.
Well,
if he can't do it, he can't do
it. I'm supposed to ask these guys.
If he can't do August 25th, we can't do it.
Man, I'm a budget rent. I might be broke on August 25th. I don't know what might happen.
Then you're going to fuck with a horseman, you're going to be broke.
Then you're going to be ready the September 1st.
Uh-huh. What do you say?
Then you'll be ready for September 1st.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we can log in for that day.
September 1st?
Yeah, 3-on-1.
That'll who? Come on, man. 5-2. Come on, man.
We know what
you're doing.
All right, hey, listen.
Oh.
We had I just got a wire in to say
Hey,
John.
Yo.
You need to cut this stuff out, man.
Say what?
Hey, John, you need to cut this out, man. Come on, dog.
What do you mean? You heard what Sean said about
you know the... No. The hell with what Sean said. I'm not even going to put you on blast for this comment you just made 42 minutes ago. But it's all right.
What are you talking about?
Lumpy is torn and auto body.
Yeah.
He's making a phone, but it's all good. Hey,
Nick,
is Jay Bond still available?
Hey, the car finished. The car painted, yeah. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing else.
Hey, you say it's ready.
Yeah, the
I'm
car.
I'm just saying.
Well, look at the stuff.
We're going to leave. I just said we're going to leave it alone.
Okay.
I'm looking for Jay Bond now. Nick said Jay was on the line.
Come here.
Jay.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
I'm making it. How you making it?
I can't complain, man. I was telling Mick at the beginning of the show, man, I was chasing that Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing belt Saturday, man, but it slipped out of my hands due to time curfew.
So you're saying you lost?
No, we didn't run the final round because of the time curfew or the racetrack.
Okay. But, so what happens when that happens? Does it stays with the person or what?
No, the Larry Mack has the belt because the guy who had it, he lost in second round.
Uh-huh.
So he lost the belt. But had I won the belt, I would have had to forfeit it because I couldn't make it to the next race because I had to be at the Berlin International Raceway Saturday for a grudge race with J.C. Richardson.
Ooh.
But
I
have it over the winner.
Hey.
It will be mine for the winner.
I got you. But did you hear me say the woo about you running J.C. Richardson?
What that mean? You had some fur ball in your throat or something? You had a carpet fur ball in your throat or something?
That is the back half champion of the world. That is the back half champion of the world, ain't it?
The who?
The back half champion of the world.
What world? Not here.
So wouldn't that take place this weekend?
Yes, I run JC Saturday, but he runs a gentleman tomorrow at Virginia Motorsports Park, Waverly Green, for the belt.
Okay.
So
he may or may not be the world champion when he gets to you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although I asked for a belt run, but I didn't get it. I wasn't ready.
Man, you can't win that belt.
I tell you what, since you say I can't win the belt, tell him don't run Waverly for tomorrow and watch what happens, sir.
They're locked in. He going to gap you.
Shit. He going to gap his teeth.
Okay.
That's the only thing he going to gap. Sean, you better help him, Sean. I'm trying to tell you.
That, well, take a look. I sure hope you go ahead and get that, that 10-5 belt. I mean, Ricky, you know, you got to capture one of them belts, and so that you can go on and put all your critics to rest.
Well, you know what? I've come to realize, and people told me this a long time ago, but I was blind to the fact that once you start doing good, you're gonna have people criticize you, hate you even
mm-hmm.
more. I didn't think that was actual. But as I've started to do better, that has become a real reality for me. And I mean, at this point, it just is what it is. So I don't even worry about that, you know.
And when is the OPS race?
When or where?
When and where?
When is the next one?
Yes.
The next race is Saturday at Mason-Dixon Dragway.
Cool. What is the one after that?
It was supposed to be at New Media Dragway in Pennsylvania, but that's not going to happen, which is August 18th. But there will be a Run With You Brung race at 75 and 80 Dragway, August the 18th, with 5,000 to win on the line. Would you care to come up and put 10-5s on your car?
That wouldn't be fair.
You're right, because you probably wouldn't make it in the field. But I'm asking you, would you like to come up and run in the race?
I don't know. I got to see what the rules are.
It ain't no rules. 10-5 tires, working lights, and that's it. You ain't got to have no mufflers, any chassis, any weight, 10-5 tires, and working lights, and two doors.
When is it?
August the 18th.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Would you like to show up?
We'll see.
That means no. Okay. All right. Back to you, Jay. What were you saying?
We've seen a lot of Jay Trigger. Oh, here you go.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well.
Jay, it's open.
All right, Rick, I'm back. Oh, okay.
Wait,
yeah,
who
so,
let you trying to get? Who let you trying to get in the race with you?
I think that was Mr. John White.
I mean, you trying to act like John White ain't got no I'm sorry, Mr. John White ain't got no starch in his jeans or something.
John White ain't got enough to get in the field up here, man. I'm trying to tell you. I'm just being nice about it.
Okay.
Hell, I got enough to get in the field at that damn race. So what the, he can't beat me.
A pair of lips to anything.
Well, all you got to do is show up on the 18th, John. Have a,
I believe.
All you got to do is show up, have a set of 33-10-5s, and make sure you got some lights so they can see your car go down the track. That's it.
My lights work.
So that's all you got to have, that and some 33-10-5s. I'm inviting you to come up. The entry fee ain't but, what is it, 125, maybe 150? Shit, I think it's $100.
I tell you what I do for Mr. John White. I pay if he want to go, I pay the entry fee and buy some tires.
Shit, you can't get no better than that. Come on up here, dog.
And I take you up on it, too.
So we can lock you in on the race? For the race, for that date?
As long as I'm going. I don't think that's enough.
As long as I'm going?
As long as you're going and the horseman don't have nothing already scheduled, I'll be there.
Horseman, do y'all have a race on August the 18th?
Goddamn, how hard is this?
Mr. John White, I need to know so I can send the money and have your tires and stuff there when you get there. I don't want to send it if you ain't going. Excuse me one second. Hey, Mick, do you see 301-7927?
Hey, Sean's still on the phone.
Mick, you still there, Mick?
Yeah, I'm looking for
it. Okay, you looking for it?
Yes, sir. Sean, you call me?
Sean.
And Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, don't worry about it.
John, you call me?
No, Sean.
Oh.
John.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was trying to see with Mr. John White. Can he confirm that with me? I need to make preparation. I don't want him to do it. I'm sorry. I don't want to send money and he ain't there. And I don't want him to come when I ain't spending money.
Can we confirm that tomorrow?
Huh?
Can we confirm that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I got your number.
Okay, good deal.
Hey, John, you got to admit, it don't get no better than that, man. The man going to pay for you to get there and get you some tires. That's almost $700 worth of stuff right there, dog.
Hey, I can't pass that.
You can't pass that up. Just to line up with me first round for me to drag you down the track.
Go. You're right.
Yeah, but it would be nice for you to come. It would be nice for all three of y'all to come, matter of fact. In all honesty, if y'all could do that as a group, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all probably won't.
But,
you know, if you take JF one is off, but that'd be nice, man.
I will let you know tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, Mick, have you seen the Pro Stock Joe come back
yet?
And then, Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you see that we got recognized by the vast majority in the Drag Illustrated?
I haven't seen the magazine, but yes, I did get a phone call about it.
It let you know that Grudge racing is no longer a backyard sport. You know, something that you're supposed to do. They don't have no respect. They're slowly coming to the forefront when the racetracks
as well as the racers are soon learning that if you plan on making money, good racing is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'd like to, you know, let everybody know that Drag Illustrated has embraced good racing. If you came on some of the shows last year, Ricky, before the guy West that owns it, he's a street racer from way back.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he loves grudge racing. And anytime you want him on the show, let me know. He want to support grudge racing. And, you know, and if you get him on, you know, invite him up to some of the shows. Let him meet, you know, the champ, J.C. Richardson.
Okay. Well, I didn't know, but thank you for enlightening me and letting me know just how close the Drag Illustrated is working with Grudge Racing and Grudge Inc.
Well, definitely.
Definitely work on that.
Mm-hmm. And, they are strong supporters of Grudge Inc. They've given us and pointed us towards several, you know, sponsors. They help Grudge Inc. out a lot, by opening up doors, giving us information, and talking to us, you know, concerning sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about sponsorship on the national level, so I would want folks to, you know, support them. I also want people to support the Grudge Inc. magazine. And, you know, the lowest subscription we have. Now, Tricky Ricky, you got one of the highest rated shows in the country, but on your Grudge Racing subscriptions, what is it about the Maryland, the Central North there, that they don't want to get a Grudge Inc. magazine? What's up with that?
They tight on a dollar, man. That's about the best thing I can say, man. I mean, as I've gotten in the habit of announcing. You know, I got the magazines. I'm riding around with magazines in my truck. I got magazines in the barbershop, magazines in my trailer, you know, and, you know, people like to get a magazine, and I tell them they can go to Grudge Inc., or, you know, it's easier for them to go to grudgeinc.us to sign up for a subscription than trying to go through me. That way they ain't got to deal with no middle person, they ain't got to deal with no what ifs, I gave my money and this ain't happening, that ain't nothing. I tell them go directly there and do it that way. But people just tight on the dollar. I mean, people here in Maryland, you know, complaining about entry fee price to a race.
Yeah,
I try to tell people, if you look around, even down south, the majority of all races, it costs you $20 to get into a race.
That's right.
So $20 is really the normal, you know, besides your regular night of test and tune, which it may only cost you $10 to get in.
Right.
Now, I can't understand it may be a little tougher for some people for that extra $10, or it may be a little extra for that extra $25 for that subscription. But in this subscription, you know, you're getting some nice information, you're getting some nice written articles about what's going on at different places. You know, you're getting some detailed pictures. You're hearing about people that you haven't heard about before. You can go to grudgeinc.us and see what's going on in Texas, Illinois, Detroit, South Carolina, Florida. You know, I mean, there's not too many places you can do that without going to individual message boards trying to check on something.
I mean, and it's grudge racing. It ain't, you know, it's grudge racing. That's what we say we are. But now let me ask you this. We're going to do a stimulus package for your show, Ricky. We're going to do a stimulus package because they say that, because you say that the times are hard and the money is tight. Ricky, if whoever would give you their mailing address, we will send them anywhere from 3 to 6 copies monthly for free. If they would just simply send you the information. Now,
Would you want them to send it to me, give me that information or go directly to grudgeinc.us and fill out the information?
No, I want them to give it to you because it's a stimulus package through you to show that because they listen to your show. I want them to understand that it's coming through your show. And then you ain't got to worry about complaining about paying because it's free to them, you know. So you ain't got to worry about that side. I just want them to reach out to you. If they want the copies, we'll send them somewhere between 3 and 6 copies, you know, for the next 6 months, you know, throughout the end of the year for free, Ricky. All they got to do is get enough time and patience to call you and give you the information.
Now with that being said, I appreciate that. But I think the message in what you said is not registering with everybody.
Okay.
So let me reiterate that.
Okay.
Now, you just told me a few minutes ago the Tricky Rick Show on Thursdays is the highest grossing show out of all the talk shows on the radio.
Correct.
But it's the lowest on subscription issues.
Correct.
Come on, people. You support your brother on the radio. At least get a magazine. And we're going to offer this to you right now for 3 to 6 issues for free. All you got to do is send me your information so I can send it to Grudge Inc. Get 3 to 6 issues for free. And you can't beat that. I mean, but to say we got the highest grossing call numbers out of, shit, I don't know how many shows it is.
15?
10 to
15
12?
Shows.
15?
About 15
we got the
shows.
Highest call numbers out of 15 shows. All we just need is a little more support from my local people just to get a subscription. That's it.
When people call your show and the show is full, you got over 250 people directly on your line. And your numbers get up into the 700 and 800 via the internet per show, Ricky. So they definitely listening, but we want them to do more than listening. We want to get the information. We want to lock in with somebody. We want them to race. We want them to support the tracks, you know.
Yeah, that way, you know, I'm just not because in all honesty, to a point, I do feel like I be talking and, you know, people don't know who the hell or what the hell I'm talking about. Like when I'm talking about Tate, or I'm talking about Don Ye, or I might talk about DJ Grant or Cold Killer, mm-hmm. somebody like that. Nobody know who these people are if they don't follow the other shows, but
right.
I do.
Right.
So
right.
with you following through the magazine, you can possibly get a picture of a car with a name, maybe not
right.
a face of a person, but you'll know what this car belongs to DJ Grant. This car belongs to Mississippi Joe. This Don Ye car. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
This Tony Bynes and Prime Time or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But without that following through the magazine, we can't get that going.
And then it's an opportunity for the sponsors. You know, we keep talking about everybody wants sponsors. Grudge Racing has not had sponsors. Now through Grudge Inc., Grudge Racing now have sponsors, and if you're looking for a sponsor, get the magazine, you know, so you can see what sponsors are sponsoring Grudge Racing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, if we out here and we need help, if they have an economic trouble, they need a sponsor. You know? You know that, but Ricky, let me skip to something.
I know, right?
Ricky, your people here about that phenomenal race that we had with beers from Chicago.
Uh huh.
Did they hear about that show?
Nine times out of ten, no. Maybe a select few.
Well, this past weekend, we had the biggest grudge race ever. We had over 250 grudge cars. Grudge Inc. was in Morocco, Indiana. Had over 4,000 people to show up.
and we started racing at 12 o'clock. Alabama, Georgia ended up, South, we ended up winning, beating the North,
I think like
15-1, something like that. And it was a lot more races booked, but the track closed down at 10. We weren't prepared for that. But Turner Barnes was 7-up. I think took in over $30,000 itself, that one car.
Yeah, now I did make mention of that at the beginning of the show, which for those who may not have heard, 7-up is a stock suspension, small block Nitro power Mustang on 28, four lug wheels on as Tony Bass.
Yeah. And also, you know, the Gangster Boot, for the people who know, the Extreme G Body Champion, the Gangster Boot, lost to the formerly known Plumber Kelvin with a nitrous Mustang. Once he whooped the boo, he said he's now King Kelvin. And the South took, I think that was the only loss that the South took was the one that the boo lost. The boo had a few problems, but the Mustang won. But if y'all would go on goodinc.us, we got pictures, we got video. I mean, y'all missed a hell of a race. It's back to you, Tricky.
Yeah, well, I kept up a little bit myself, but like I said, I don't know whom else may have, got with to that information. But it was an interesting event, and more interesting, to say the least, that a stock suspension Mustang got more races out of primetime camp than any other car that they had there, really. So with that said, it is what it is. Now let me ask you this. Has anything been said about the rematch between the Plumber and the Gangster Boo? Since they had a water leak or blown head gas or something.
You said about like a rematch?
Yeah, has anything been talked about since, about that?
Not yet. We talked to Plumber Kelvin about that. I'm sorry, King Kelvin. Because he's no longer in the Plumber. He's the King now, so. But he said he wanted the boo to hold that for a little bit. But he's trying to come down. He's going to come down to the South and try to rerun that race again. Now, the boo didn't lose his belt or anything. You know, it was just a regular, it was a grudge match, too.
Okay.
And all those people who thought that nobody would race the boo, everybody was scared that the boo was unbeatable. But King Kelvin whooped it,
Okay. Hey, Mick, can you give Pro Stock Joe a call if you got his number? All right, we're going to get Pro Stock Joe on so he can say his couple words. He's supposed to be here Saturday for the big race. And he can let everybody else know who all is coming from the South. Besides Dog, the two cars of Dobbs and Black Nasty. I know Big George out there somewhere. I was trying to get Dog on for you, Big George, but Dog at the racetrack. I don't think he can get on the phone tonight.
Tricky Ricky, what's up, Doctor?
Hey, what's up, Post Op Joe? How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm holding on with both hands, scared to let go. Can't wait to get up to Bird's Creek to see you go into action. I ain't coming to see nothing else. I'm going to close my eyes for the rest of the racing. As soon as they announce your name on the microphone, I'm coming to see.
I know that's right. Now, I appreciate it. So you, Dog, and Miss New York, and I know she listening, y'all all coming down to see me run JC. I appreciate it.
I'm not coming to see nothing else. As a matter of fact, when you finish racing, I'm leaving. That's all I'm coming to see.
Hey, well, I think you're going to miss out on some good stuff if you keep your eyes closed. But so I think you want to keep them open so you can have some good stuff to talk about Monday evening. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, that'll be on Tuesday. My show is not on Monday. I switch places with Dog. Dog's show will be on Monday, so he'll get to talk about it more than I will. But I will bring it up on Tuesday, anything he missed, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what information do you have for us?
Okay, well, as you know, I don't know what you guys have been talking about so far. I called in a little bit earlier, tried to get on the show, but you guys were talking about, and I'm going to kick somebody in the nuts right now a little bit, but not real hard. You guys on before talking about motor size and what a motor could do and what that could do. Man, don't stop that shit. That ain't graduation. Don't come on no damn motor size and what the motor here combination, this and that. Nah, that ain't no damn graduation shit. I don't know. But anyway, this weekend we got the big homie shootout. The homeboy shootout. We got cars from D.C., Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina. Black Nasty coming up there. So he's going to do some unspeakable shit. He representing the North Carolina, so he's going to do some unspeakable shit to all them boys north of the Mason-Dixon line. And
okay.
I'm anxious. Willie Dog said he's coming up there. He won't Big George's ass. So he's being a small block on 28 with ladder bars. Said he won't Big George's ass. And or he won't J.C. Richardson or Wicked Bird with them big blocks. So he want a little bit of justice, and he'll go to their ass with them damn small block. So, Shop's coming up there. We're going to Snipe Talk TV going to be in the house. We're going to definitely see what y'all got to offer. Sniper said he's going to be in the house, and hopefully we have another site, another ProMod site, and I'm trying to get them damn old jacks to come on up there. But we definitely going to see what the DMV, did I say it right, the DMV?
Yeah,
we're going to see
right.
What the DMV. We're going to definitely see what the DMV.
What you had a problem saying was MIR.
Oh, okay. Yeah, MIR, that's it, man. MRI, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the procedure. Yeah. So, yeah, we definitely looking forward to coming up there, man. And, you know, hopefully all you guys do your thing. Big Sexy is supposed to lock in with the Maryland Avenger. What's her name? Monster was on the show earlier tonight. Said that they had a car up there, a new back half car. Larry T said it was a part of his stable. And, yeah, we definitely looking forward to that, too. So we going to see if the Maryland Avenger is really an Avenger or if he y'all got a D.C. sniper and an Avenger up there. Y'all got some real killers, but we going to see who get killed. If he fuck around, I don't know if he can curse on your show or not, but if he mess around with Big Sexy, he about to get fucked up. I ain't trying to stop no race or nothing. I'm just telling that damn Avenger, don't get avenged. Don't get fucked up. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, we definitely looking for that. Let me ask you this question. I know I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but listen. Now, y'all really going to go to J.C.'s ass or what?
Man, as they say around here in the DMV, I'm gonna tear JC ass off the frame.
You gonna tear the meat off the bone?
No, I'm gonna tear his ass off the frame. Fuck the meat off the bone. I'm gonna tear him off the frame. I'm gonna leave him at the tree, and it's gonna be space through the eighth.
All right, nigga, I'm gonna bet you $2 on that. You don't leave JC at the tree now. I bet you don't leave him at the tree.
I bet
$2 on that now.
He's
going to
red light
or
he's
going to
blow the sides off.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, but I bet you don't leave him on the tree.
I bet I will. So we got $2 on it.
No, we're going to bet a cold soda. That $2 is too much. We're going to bet a cold soda.
Okay. What's your preference? Mountain Dew or Pepsi?
I'm a root beer, man. I like root beer. That's the only thing I drink. That's the only beer I drink. So I drink root beer. I just pretend I'm getting drunk.
A&W Heinz or bars? Which one?
Yeah. I like box. Yeah, the box. Yeah.
Damn, man, you want to be difficult, box.
I'm not being difficult. I'm just saying,
you want to box? They don't sell that shit up here, man.
It's AEW time for, you know what I'm saying?
All right, okay. Okay, I'm saying AEW then. AEW. Yeah,
All right.
Whatever one of y'all got, I'll take, goddamn. But I need my damn root beer, because I know JC gonna tear your ass up off the damn tree. Now, one thing JC can do, he can get you out the tree.
Yeah, red lighting. That's it.
No, shit, Ricky. All right. We'll see.
I tell you what. If you think I'm lying, look at JC record. How many races have he lost due to red lights?
Wow. I might have to off my bet then. You should. See, you know what? That's why I know y'all have no grudge. Y'all give away too much damn information. But guess what? Off my bet, damn it.
I mean, it ain't too much information. It's public information.
No, man, I didn't know that. It might be public, but like I said, y'all don't know how you're supposed to tell me that. You supposed to tell me that after you win the bet. You should have looked up, bro.
I'm just being a good friend. I wanted a 2-liter instead of a 16.
You know what? I feel like you tried to scare me out the bet. Then, damn it, I'm going to change my mind again. Bet is on, damn it. I want my root beer.
Hey, there we go. That's all you got to do. Be faithful, brother.
No doubt. I hope JC tell your ass about the tree. I don't care who wins the race. I hope I wish good luck to both of y'all. I just hope you get your ass out of the tree, though.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
To win my damn soda.
Well,
all right. So now, did you lock anything in on the show tonight? Did y'all lock anything in?
Well, we already locked in. As I said, you got to pay $1,000 to Sniper. We got to pay $1,000 to Sniper when we come in the track, and locked and loaded, ready to go at 9 o'clock in the balance of the money.
Okay, here we go again. Here we go again with this late night shit. Why so late night? What is that late night shit?
All right, this event does not start until 6 to 7 o'clock because they are having their regular bracket program during the day, which will be over at like 5 to 6 o'clock. Now, I saw two different times. I heard they would be open at 6, and you can start running at 7. And then I heard.
That's the time I heard.
Then I read that Monster said that it wouldn't be till 7 o'clock. So we running at 9. So that's 2 hours after they start their event. So in actuality, it's really not that late, considering they open till 1.
No, but I really wasn't talking about you and JC. I know y'all already locked in. I'm talking about anybody on your show tonight lock in. I mean, that's what these shows is about. Calling in to lock in, find out what's
today,
going on, what, you know, give updates.
Yeah, unfortunately today is, I mean, there's been some conversation of you know, we'll see you at the track to see what happens. That's what it's been today. A lot of questions been asked about some other races. I don't know, I can't answer. But, you know, in the end of it, I can't carry all the Maryland on my back, so other races had to step up. I'm sure Big George will be there representing, and Wicked Bird will be there. Some people have asked about Chris Butler. I don't know, and I can't answer that question. But hopefully he'll be in the house to represent, you know, his team. And, you know, shake down races. But I cannot give a definite answer as to what they're going to do, who they locked in with, or anything else of that nature. And that's sad to say, but that's really about it. I mean, it's quite a few people here with cars, but nobody's really willing to gamble. So I guess Maryland doesn't have that many gamblers.
So do I need to put them on my goddamn list?
Maybe it would help. Shit, I know it would help me, goddamn it. But maybe it would help.
Yeah, ever since I done made your ass famous, you know how you got famous. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, all thanks to Pro Stock Joe. Thank you, sir.
You do know how you got famous.
as my man Ralph said, you a bad motor scooter, man. You a bad motor scooter.
I need to make some of them other jokers up there famous. They always call it. Listen, man, because I listen to your show sometimes. I don't necessarily get on because I don't want to, you know. But I listen to your show, but I hear a lot of, you know, we'll see. And again, this you tell me, I wasn't on the show. I was on the show earlier, when I hung up to eat dinner. And
you
tell me again tonight. We have the same I'll see you at the track kind of we'll see kind of situation. We got to do something about that. We got to start getting more. Now, Rick, you a reporter now, so you got to – you're also a racer, but you got to take your racing hat off when you get behind the microphone, and you got to start calling these people out, damn it. You got to make them damn famous because that's some bullshit. Now, no, don't – like I said, when you're behind the microphone, you cannot talk about you racing your car with nobody. You can't do that. That ain't what this show is about. The show is about the races and trying to make people race. So – You got to get on their ass. You got to start keep yourself a list of who all these damn races is and their patterns about coming on here talking about, oh, we'll see. And these professional testing tuners that come to the track all the damn time, all they do is shake it down. Damn, you can't test for three goddamn months or three damn years. Damn, what kind of testing is that? What you doing?
Right.
Trying to build a damn rocket ship or spaceship or some shit?
I will say that a race did get agreed upon. They didn't lock in any money, but they supposed to run Saturday, which
Man,
is
shit.
Buck Harvey, who has a green 70s body style Camaro, versus Boozer, who has a white 80s body style Pontiac Trans Am. They're going to run Boulder for Boulder. They did agree to run that race Saturday. They agreed on that race Friday night at Capitol. So I don't know what time. They didn't set the time, but they did both agree to run motor for motor Saturday. But we just got to get more of that acting going on. As I said before, there's a lot of people here with cars, just not a lot of gamblers.
Well, so I mean, that's the thing, though. You got to take the gambling and you got to bet, you know, bet $100 like Big George. Big George is my goddamn hero. Big George is my hero. So that dude told the other dude, I'm going to bet you $200 for that shit. You know, that's what we're going to bet for. And the dude tried to diss him on the $200. I said, man, damn that. The Alley Boys, as a matter of fact, Alley Boy Racing. And I said, man, damn that. That man trying to race. Y'all know what he race for. Y'all want to race him, listen for his price. That's what he always race for that, you know? Big George is my damn hero. So them dudes are trying to bet all these thousands of dollars. Man, bet you a couple hundred thousand, go out there and race. You run up and down the track for free, and you're getting on the damn, you know, always with this keep sweat. I'm gone, he's making yourself look silly. You know? You're gonna make me call your damn name. Not in a good way. What's it gonna do?
Well, you know, that's how you make people famous, so it might be good that you call their name. Might help.
I tell you what, go ahead.
You know, I'm not as critical on people as you are, but you know, maybe that would help the area and to get more people racing.
I'm not critical on nobody. You had a lot of guys come on your show tonight and did the Keith Sweat shit. They talking about what they gonna do to somebody, didn't they? Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't you have a lot of guys come on your show tonight talking about what they're going to do to this one and that one and that third one?
Yes, that's correct.
I did. So, and they did, and they ended up not racing nobody. And these are the same dudes that don't never have no races. You know, so at the end of the day, we need to start calling their damn names and let everybody know that they damn fake-ass racists. That's all that's about. If you shut your mouth and don't say nothing, then we got no reason to talk about you. It's okay if you ain't ready to race, that's fine. But when you get on the damn radio talking about I'm gonna, and don't never do shit that you say you're gonna do, then you got to get talked about. You got to be made famous. You got to make some people famous. So I'll tell you what, write me a damn list out of the people that, and when I get there on Saturday, if them jokers don't engage, watch come Tuesday. I will make them famous.
I hear that. Well, let me make a correction. That's Wolfpack Racing. Boozer of Wolfpack Racing that's going to be racing Buck Harvey.
Okay. Yeah, I heard Buck Harvey's name a few times. Buck Harvey ran somebody last Friday night. I got a text. Buck Harper ran somebody.
He run Wicked Bird, and Wicked Bird was supposed to get him everything in drag racing, the back tie, the kick, and the clear. And Styles was having some kind of transmission problems and foot breaking problems or something. And Buck Harvey took the win.
Right. Yeah, I got that text last when I was in Chicago. I got that text, and I sent it out to everybody. So good job, Buck Harvey. I got to find out who he is and what he's about, and I got to talk some good talk about Buck Harvey. But yeah, them other dudes that get on your show all the time and that's always at the track and always, you know, running around, let me know who they is, man. And I swear to you, let me know who they is come Saturday, and I will make them jokers famous.
All right. Well, is Miss New York coming in with you guys? Because
Well, Miss New York live in New York. I'm down south. I'm in Fayetteville. But yeah, Dawg did say she was coming.
In other words, she was saying she was trying to stay in the same area that y'all was staying with, you know, so she could feel the racer energy. She didn't want to be somewhere by herself and have to depend on somebody, you know, get there to the track and stuff like that. She wanted to be around people she knew. In other words,
right? No, I get that. Yeah, she does. She does. I think Larry T was supposed to text her some information or whatever the case might be. And hopefully that all happens. That'll happen. But I'm not certain, Joe. But that's Willie Dawg's main squeeze, so he should be able to take care of that. Hey, Dr. Right. Well, I got to get on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll be up in Maryland at about 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow, so I can get the lay of the land. And I will see y'all. I'm going to try to come out to the track tomorrow night, but I definitely see y'all on Saturday. So, all right.
Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Doctor. My pleasure. Did y'all ever discuss that quarter mile, 8 mile stuff?
No, I've been kind of going back and forth on the topic, you know. I mean, just talking today, but no, we did. I don't think most people here got a problem going either or. We not like the Midwest, so I don't see that being a problem.
Okay, well, done deal. I definitely see y'all Saturday, and I might see y'all tomorrow night.
All right, Joe.
All right, Doctor. Peace.
All right, that's Pro Stock Joe, everybody. What he was last referring to was the Maryland area preferred to run 8 mile or quarter mile. Most of us here run either or. I think as a whole, most of us are set up to run either way, so it really doesn't matter. So with that being said, we're going to end the show. I appreciate all the callers for calling in. I really appreciate everybody for making our show in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, the number one show out of 15. Please visit grudgeinc.us to sign up for a magazine, or as Jay says, send me your information to receive your stimulus package, where you receive 3 to 6 free issues. By sending me your information, I send it in to Grudge Inc. And you can see me at the racetrack for a copy. You can see me at the barbershop for a copy, and I have copies of the magazines, which very few. I have a very few limited amount of copies left in my truck. But I'd like to thank Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc. I'd like to thank Mick. I'd like to thank my team, John and Dana Hillary, my dad, my family for supporting me and what I do, and the whole DMV. Sticking together and making our show number one. Just got to get this subscription rating up. That's about it. But until next Thursday, I'll see y'all later. And Saturday, we're going to have us some fun, like Bill Duke said in Predator. Sweet Miss Sally. She's so sweet. Got everything that Papa John needs. We out, nigga.
All right.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.